Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with Brian Klass. His book is called Fluke, just came out. Brian, is these events, are they luck, bad luck, good luck? Is it fate? What does it?
Yeah, I mean, I think luck is a huge part of our lives. And one of the things that's really interesting about how people interact with luck is that when you get something positive that happens to you that's lucky, people are willing to accept that it was sort of a random outcome, right? So, like, a lot of times when people win the lottery, they don't think it's part of some larger plan necessarily. They just think, wow, you know, somebody had to win and it was me. And the opposite is true when it's bad luck. And I think there's a really interesting thing here where when we hear, you know, when something random happens to us that's negative, we always try to make sense of it by having a really clear-cut narrative around it, why it happened, explaining it, and so on. And so there's some very interesting psychology research that shows this difference of how humans engage with the idea of luck, depending on whether it's positive or negative.
You don't believe in free will, though, do you?
No, but I don't think that that's something that necessarily is... I think there are some semantics around this. So what I basically believe in is that my brain is causing my actions, right? So I think there's a debate here about whether there's something separate from your brain that is causing you to behave the way you do. I find that my brain is probably what's behind most of my behavior. It doesn't mean I don't have any choices. I have complete, you know, I can make decisions, I can make choices and so on. But there's a question about, and this is, you know, one of the big philosophical debates, is whether there's something separate from your brain, often which people call the mind or the soul, that is dictating their actions. And so, you know, I think that that's something that the debates are going to rage through the 21st century as we learn more about how brains operate. But yeah, that's my personal view, is that my brain and my mind are basically the same thing.
Do you think there's a clairvoyant mechanism within our system that allows us to make some decisions that seem to pan out?
I don't believe in this personally. So, you know, I think there is some stuff where people feel that way, and I think part of the reason for that is that, you know, when we have a sort of moment where things turn out really well, we learn from it. I mean, our brains are derived from making patterns, right? From learning from patterns. So one of the things I find really interesting to think about is that, you know, for 98%+ of the time humans have existed, we have been hunter-gatherers. That was basically up until the last, you know, sort of 10,000 years or so. And in that period, you know, it made a lot of sense to just sort of detect patterns. If there was a rustling in the grass, you'd better believe there might be a saber-toothed tiger there, because you otherwise will die. And every so often, there's nothing there, right? But it doesn't really matter if you accidentally run away from nothing. It does matter if you don't run away from what turns out to be a saber-toothed tiger. And so I think we get this sense that we have clairvoyance or some of these other traits, you know, ESP and so on, from trying to fit, you know, this sort of pattern detection that we have evolved to explore into the messiness of modern life.
Brian, explain what chaos theory is.
Yeah, this is an amazing thing. So chaos theory is, you know, it's completely validated by science, but we very rarely think about it in our ordinary lives. So we all know about it from the weather, and that's how it was originally discovered, was the meteorologist behind it basically ran a simulation, and he changed things very, very slightly. I'm talking like a trillionth of a degree in temperature. And all of a sudden, the weather systems, a week or two later, would turn out radically different. And this is where the origin of the saying, you know, a butterfly flaps its wings can cause a hurricane, and this sort of idea of the butterfly effect comes from. Now, what I think is important to think about is how this applies to our own world, right? So, you know, there's so many things in our own lives where when we think about time travel, for example, it's very obvious to most of us that if you were to travel back in time and change something, you could radically reshape the future, right? If you go back a million years and you squish the wrong bug, maybe things will turn out really differently. Maybe you'll delete humans from the future and so on by accident. But we don't tend to think about this way in the present, which is very odd because, of course, the present and the past work the same way. And so, you know, to me, one of the things that's beautiful about chaos theory is that you are constantly reshaping the future with everything you do, what you say, who you talk to, the way you behave. Now, some of those effects might not be obvious to us. They might not change things for a long time. But the story I told you before about how I'm derived from this tragic mass murder in Wisconsin in 1905, that's chaos theory in action, right? You have this thing
yes.
happen, and then, you know, we're talking, George, you know, 119 years later. That's what chaos theory is.
And you should not have been here.
Well, that's possibly true. I mean, that's one of the things that I think is an interesting feature of flukes, right, is that you end up looking at these things, and there's a lot of the world that feels quite random, quite accidental. You know, when you look at battles in history, when you look at change over time, there are a lot of small things that could have been slightly different. And that's why, you know, one of the chapters I have in the book is called How Changing Anything Changes Everything. And it's this idea of interconnectivity and ripples and all these effects that we can have just by the very nature of our behavior. And yeah, I mean, I do feel a bit accidental. I mean, I am the byproduct of a chain of offspring that was produced by a tragedy. And so, you know, it's hard to make sense of your own, you know, sort of existence in that way. But I think all of us, to some degree, are predicated on flukes.
Brian, do you think a higher power steps in and alters these things?
Yeah, so it's one of the great mysteries of life that humans have grappled with for forever, right? Is why things happen. And, you know, personally, I'm not a believer. But it is something where, you know, I think that when you look at the complex nature of reality, you have to examine this and try to figure out an explanation. And I think, you know, there's a lot of people in different realms who are trying to answer these questions from totally different ways. I mean, physicists are trying to explain it through the behavior of atoms and molecules and so on. You know, theologians are trying to explain it through God and so on. What I think is amazing is that there's this central question of the human experience that we don't have an answer to. And, you know, the sort of nature of causality and why things are occurring in our lives is something that I think is going to be forever the great puzzle that motivates human thought. And that's one of the beautiful things about a world in which, you know, 8 billion people can answer that question in 8 billion different ways.
Brian, tell us the story of the Civil War in three discarded cigars.
Yeah, so this is in 1862 before the Battle of Antietam, known as the bloodiest day in American history. And this is a case in which basically a Confederate spy or messenger is bringing the marching orders of the army, and he's wrapped them around three cigars, and they fall out of his satchel. And so one day there's a Union soldier who is sitting down to rest next to a hedgerow, and he finds these cigars, and he unwraps them, and he sees the orders. And they, you know, they basically give him incredible intelligence about what the Confederate Army is about to do. Now, it's signed at the bottom, and he needs to know whether the signature is fake, because he doesn't want the whole army to march on fake orders.
Right.
So he brings them to a general, and the person outside of the general's tent is probably the one person in the Union Army who knows the signature is real, because he worked as a bank teller before, and he had seen that signature of the Confederate general who signed them hundreds and hundreds of times previously before the war.
Wow.
So he instantly knew that the orders were real. And therefore, the Union Army marches and meets the Confederate Army at Antietam, and it's a critical turning point in the Civil War. It stops a lot of the Confederate momentum. And so you think about this, and you think, you know, what might have happened? Well, Britain was thinking about recognizing the Confederacy in 1862. If Antietam had unfolded differently, maybe they would have. Maybe it would have had a resounding effect on the war. And so you think about, you know, these battles of history pivoting on something so arbitrary as three discarded cigars found at just the right moment and then passed on to the one person who could actually discern that the signature was genuine. It's quite an extraordinary level of small changes that had big impacts.
Now, there's no question it's happening. The question is, why? What makes these flukes happen?
This is something where my interpretation of this is that I think we're partly the playthings of some pretty random forces. I mean, I think in the universe there are a lot of things that arbitrarily happen. And, you know, I think we are allergic to explanations that are random. We are basically creatures that do not accept randomness very easily. And it makes total sense. I mean, when something happens to you, you want to say, here's why. There's a lot of things that are invisible to us that I think we can't explain. And when I say that, I mean, you know, the invisible pivots that I was talking about before, the ways in which our lives are unfolding differently from small changes, whether you turn left or right when you leave a supermarket and you might meet different people and end up, you know, that has sort of a ricochet effect where those people introduce you to other people and eventually you meet your spouse, right? So, you know, I think there is stuff where when we are bewildered by these extremely unusual occurrences that we can't make sense of, it is easy for us to come up with neat and tidy explanations. Personally, I find some beauty in the chaos. I think there is some randomness in the world. I think there is some chaos. I think the butterfly effect does matter. And I think it's cool to live in a world where, you know, the smallest act can have enormous, enormous consequences.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Why does this seem to work more for some people and not others?
Well, I think it works for all of us. I think some people are more blind to it than others, right? I think that mm-hmm. You know, chaos theory is not something that is arbitrarily just happening to some people and not to others. I think it's happening to all of us all the time. I think there are people who are more or less aware of it and more or less thinking about it, right? I mean, you know, for me, when I that story that I keep coming back to, just because personally relevant to me about this terrible tragedy, You know, I was oblivious to this until my mid-20s, when my dad showed me this newspaper clipping. And I think that's the kind of thing where, you know, I lived my life anyway, right? I mean, I had to. I had no idea this was the origin story of my existence. So the question then becomes, you know, what are we oblivious to? And I think this is where, you know, what I was trying to do in the book is to say, let's stare right into the face of this chaos and this randomness and this uncertainty and think about it and what it means for our lives and what it means for our societies. And I think, you know, it's a really rewarding thing to do that because it gives you different perceptions of how you make sense of your own existence.
Where do you get the book, Fluke?
Anywhere books are sold. It comes out in bookshops on Tuesday. So it's January 23rd. So anywhere that you can buy a book, you can buy Fluke.
And of course, without giving away the ending, but basically, what is your theory?
Well, you know, I think that the best way to think about the world is to think about the idea of we have an illusion of control. We can't control anything, but we influence everything. And I think that is a really empowering takeaway, that we don't know how our actions are going to play out. We don't know how they're going to affect other people or change the world. But I quite literally mean it when I have that third part of the subtitle, which says, and why everything we do matters. I literally think that every single thing that every single person does changes the future. And I think that's an incredibly uplifting and empowering message for people to think about.
Brian, you talk about the paradox of the swarm. What is that?
Yeah, so this is a really interesting idea about modern society. And I'm talking about this because humans are much more like a swarm than we ever have before. So you think about how modern society is super interconnected globally, you know, whether it's in our economies or our societies, et cetera. And one of my favorite examples of this, which is like a locust swarm, right? A locust swarm in scientific study, what they see is that if a single locust flits one way rather than another, the entire direction of the swarm can change in an instant. You've probably seen this with birds or with schools of fish, right? Where if one fish moves and the whole school just
the whole group
starts off
goes
in a different direction. Now, in human society, we have made a swarm. And that means that small changes can have enormous impacts more than ever before. So my favorite example of this is, you remember that boat that got stuck in the Suez Canal, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like this gust of wind hits one boat. It twists sideways, gets lodged in the canal, and it causes $54 billion of economic damage globally, right? And you think about that, and that to me is the paradox of the swarm. We have this really regular seeming life, right? You know, you go to Starbucks and it's always the same. So everything feels very, very ordered. But then a gust of wind can wreak havoc on the global economy. And so the paradox of the swarm is this idea that we've set up these systems where we feel in control. We feel like there's order. And then the smallest changes can wreak complete disorder and havoc and upend our lives in an instant. And I think that's one of the things that modern society has engineered that did not used to exist, you know, say 5,000 years ago, when our societies were simply just less connected than they are today.
Do we create these flukes, Brian, ourselves, or do they just happen?
Well, I think we've engineered a world where they become more likely, right? And that's related to what I was just saying about the paradox of the swarm, is that if you have a world in which you can instantly communicate with other people, in which your transactions can cross borders, in which our economies are intertwined, then small changes in one place can affect everybody else much faster. Now, the pandemic is the perfect example of this, right? So one person gets infected in Wuhan, and the entire world is upended for years. And so this is the kind of stuff where, you know, I think that we have created a world that is more prone to flukes. I'll put it that way.
How small must these changes be to affect our lives?
They can be incredibly, incredibly small. So one of my favorite examples from modern scientific research is using genetic testing and looking at evolutionary patterns and so on. What they have found is that the origin story of placenta and therefore live births and the origin of mammals, they think has been traced to a single shrew-like creature that got infected by a virus 100 million years ago. And this changed the development of the species in a way that ultimately leads to humans. Now, some people will look at that and say, okay, this is, you know, evidence of some sort of divine intervention. For me, it's sort of a random accident. But it's still one of those things where, I mean, it's a single creature, a single animal, 100 million years ago, and modern science seems to suggest that this was an important part of the origin of humanity. So the changes can be tiny. I mean, the gusts of wind, the cigars discarded, the cloud cover over Kokura in Japan that leads to Nagasaki getting bombed. It doesn't have to be big at all. And this is one of the things that's so profound about this idea, I think, is that the stuff that we don't think about, the minor changes we make in our lives, can actually have enormous ripple effects that are unforeseen and unforeseeable in changing our world.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.